92 to 95 FM and 1341 Media Group. This is BBC Radio One Stoke.
20 to 1. In a moment or two, we're going to be talking about how we cope with failure when things don't go the way we planned. Athletes do put in the hours, the training, and the commitment, but how do they cope when it all goes wrong? Let's talk to the former flyweight world champion boxer Dave Boy McCauley. The former MLA John McAllister also knows a thing or two about dealing with disappointment, because of course he lost his seat in May's assembly election. And Denise McNally is a life coach with Fresh Start. Welcome to the programme. Denise, interesting to hear your thoughts on this, Denise McNally, because I'm just wondering how much more difficult it is for people like Paddy Barnes in this instance, like John losing the seat in May, like Dave Boy McCauley, who lost those two world title fights. How much more difficult is it when you're faced with adversity like this in the gaze of the spotlight? It's one thing quietly, anonymously on your own being disappointed at work or in your home life, but when you're doing it in front of the newspapers and in front of the television cameras, it's a different game, isn't it?
Very much so. That was the point I was going to raise, actually, so I'm glad you brought that up. Failure is difficult for anybody to internalise, but in the public domain, like those gentlemen have talked about, the expectation of family and friends, fans, and then they have the added complication of media. You know, the gentleman talked about not dwelling on it. In life coaching terms, we talk about reprogramming the negative into the positive, but the media is constantly reinforcing the failure. So for those sports people or anybody in the public arena, there's an added pressure. So it requires unwavering self-belief to pick yourself back up again and actually say to yourself, like a real true warrior, what is the opportunity in this failure? Don't let the failure define you.
And that's the interesting thing. I suppose in the first instance, you've got to make a decision, don't you? Either, I mean, Paddy Barnes, for example, he's got a simple choice to make. Do I keep at the boxing and try to right the wrong that's been visited upon me and be at the Olympics in 4 years' time? So he's got to decide, does he go down that road or does he redefine himself? Now, John's got to make the decision, do I stand for election again? Do I stay in politics or do I go down a different line? And eventually, Dave Boy McCauley had to make a decision, well, I'm giving up the boxing game and I'm going to do something else. Now, I suppose he's been able to continue commentating and so forth, but made a very successful second career as well. You've got to deal with the disappointment, decide what fork in the road you want to take, and then everything else follows on after that.
Very, very much so. But in this teaching moment, because you have to turn down the noise and you have to turn down the emotionality, there is an opportunity here, but you've got to give yourself the time to analyse it with a practical, clear mind. You've got to really hold space for the client working through a personal problem, or the person in the public domain. How do they feel about this failure? What is their thoughts? Because remember, when you're thinking, you're the only one listening. Are they negative? And if they continue to be negative, they'll create negative outcomes and then also flood you emotionally, which means you're not in the right place to make a decision about your future going forward.
But you also need to be, I mean, and this is the real difficulty for people, and this must be a big challenge for you, Denise. You've got to be realistic as well. I mean, you know, there must come a time when you've got to face up to the fact that you are not going to win the lottery. You are not going to win a gold medal. You are not going to be the world champion in whatever it is that you want to do. You're not going to... You're not going to present Mastermind on the BBC. I don't know, whatever it is your dream is, you know, one person in a million gets to do it, and you might be one of the masses who simply, you know, very good, thanks very much indeed, but you're never going to do that.
Yes, but everyone that you spoke about earlier, they've all stepped up, you know, in the domain, in the arena, and they've all had their chance. So if they really sit back and uncreate failure and really analyse their performance, be it in the political domain, be it in boxing, be it in any athletic sport, and really see, if I change that, look at the weaknesses, look where they failed at and go, right, if I change that into a positive, could I go back there and be a success? That's something they have to decide. That's something they have to have the discipline to commit to. For those that are making unrealistic expectations around being a sporting hero and they have... You know, they don't put in the work, well, that's not going to happen. But for the people that have and have failed at it, it's about, if I come back, can I turn this into a positive?
Here, if you were going along to Denise McNally for an appointment, she'd be charging you thousands of pounds. But since she's on the air now, Denise, I mean, what do you say to somebody like John, who's played such an important part in the political debate, the very public political debate in recent years, and now doesn't have that platform as of right up at Stormont. How would you encourage him to recalibrate and go forward from here?
Well, today I work on a one-to-one basis with my clients through Fresh Start. And with John, I would just hold the space. I don't have the answers, but I hold the space for him to explore. Just like he said before, he's ruling nothing out. He has unwavering self-belief. I can hear that, and he's open. That's so important. And just explore that space as to where John is going, where his strengths are, what he's enjoyed. And as you said, recalibrate it and point that into his future direction. And then you put a plan around that and move forward. It sounds very simple, but it's far from it, because we can be a puzzle to ourselves. And because we're busy and we're moving ahead and we have conflicting thoughts, it's really about taking that time out, being mindful and really working out where you're going.
Well, I'm glad to hear you count yourself as one of the lucky ones, and very interesting just to hear your experiences today. Thanks very much indeed, Dave Boyle-McCauley. John McAllister, thank you very much. We will follow developments with interest, and no doubt we will talk again on the airwaves. And thanks also to Denise McNally, life coach with Fresh Start. That's almost it. After the news at 1, we'll be talking about whether or not the law on assisted dying needs to be changed.